it for Mishnah 8, Hayim Ahalchin Bederech, Ve'ein Lomaya Chabu. What happens if they're walking on the road, right? So now there's no shopkeeper, there's no, and the other guy doesn't have anything to eat. So what can they do in that case? So Noisein L'Acher L'Shum Matana. So if there's someone else there that's traveling with them, so the first guy can give it as a present, as a gift to the intermediate guy, not to the other guy, to the intermediate guy. Then he takes ownership of it, and then Vahala Mutar Bo, and then he can give it as a gift, you know, over to the guy who needs the food who took the oath. And Im Ein Imahim Acher, and if there's no one else traveling with them, then what? So then Maniah Chalasela Ol HaGeder, then he can take the food and put it on a wall or on a rock over there. Vo'emer, and he can say, Harei Hein Mufkarim L'chol Misha Yachboitz. Whoever wants it, it's ownerless, this food is ownerless, and anyone who wants to take the food can come and take the food. V'hala Noitel V'oichel, and the other guy can come and take the food. But Rabbi Yossi also, but Rabbi Yossi doesn't like this, he holds that you can't do this. So interesting, the Kartavia brings a difference between this case and the previous case. So the previous case you could do, even if the guy has like other food to do. L'chadchila. But this kind of case where you're putting it there in the middle and you're saying whoever wants to come take it, so this case you can only do if the guy doesn't have any food and there's no other way of getting him the food. This is really like last resort. But you couldn't do this in the previous scenario.